Okay, we are now recording.
Okay.
So
I told you earlier about the fences they've put up along the road, but there were sawhorses every so often with a cop, and you could go through there. You know, we couldn't go through there anymore. So we were finished at Papatisa's. We went back to where the Papatisa's were to put our stuff away, and then we walked back up the driveway to try to go back out the way they'd let us in. And all up along this fence line, all the space places where there are sawhorses, you can't get through anymore.
So,
I don't know why.
How are they blocking it?
With sawhorses and one cop saying you can't go through here.
And are people kind of mad about that?
Yeah, they seem to just be dealing with walking around. You got to go down to one end of the fence or the other to get in, either up by the stage or down at the very end.
How long is that walk? Is that about, what, half a mile?
Yeah, I'd say the fence starts around that last traffic light. So I don't know. It might be a half a mile. How far would you say it was to the end of the road for the fence ends? A half a mile? That whole row right up to the gates.
All right. Tell us about the Papatisa performance.
Tell you about it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. I guess we went to the rehearsal and they showed us the storyboard and we wanted the drums, so we picked up metal drums and then we were told, okay, you've got metal, you're in the Empire. So we went with the Empire people. And it was like an 8-part story with like the campesinos having their agriculture and everything's fine, and then the Americans forced American corn on them. The Empire came and kind of roped them in, and then the butcher came with red hands and they also put democracy on them and drums and stuff, and like democracy came and smashed the Empire and let the campesinos go. And at the end, there was a big, big, big red face with big red arms that said, "A new world is under construction." And in the end, it was like, you know, they chanted different things that are under construction, like, you know, a better world is under construction, and, you know, democracy for all people is under construction. And they had specific things, and all of them are slipping my mind right now. I have a horrible headache from all the drumming.
Oh.
But it was great, you know, so we possessed most of the way up this half mile, did the half the performance out in way back here so some people could see, and then processed up to the stage and did the whole thing, which was 8 parts, and then processed back out with the drums.
Cool. So I hear a lot of noise in the background. What's going on right now?
There's a speaker right now on the stage. I think it was before her was a man who was a torture survivor. Speaking. This woman is also a torture survivor. She was pregnant when she was tortured in El Salvador, did they say? She's from El Salvador, and she was tortured.
Any other notable speakers so far?
Well, listening to the speakers, we were kind of walking around looking at the different tables and organizations that are here, and then we got involved with the puppeteers around one, and we just got done with that. So now Utah Phillips is going to be on soon, so we're going to listen to him.
Cool. Has there been any civil disobedience yet, or is that all for tomorrow?
I guess that's all for tomorrow. I haven't heard about any.
Okay. Great. Anything else to report?
No, I think that's it for now.
Okay. Thank you.